20 minutes now before 9 o'clock, it has become one of the hottest tickets in town, and that is one of Depot Dave's tours, the Edison Heritage Tour. Dave Dazer is here from the Edison Depot Museum. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Paul.
This started out as basically a once, maybe twice a year event, right?
Yeah, we just thought we'd see what happened, try it out, and the response has been amazing. So we have 4 dates this summer we're going to do this.
You fill up the trolley every time, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So describe what people see on one of these Edison Heritage Tours.
Well, it begins at the depot with a guided tour, and I take people through. And even if you've been there before, what you get when you go through with me is sort of the rest of the story to sort of channel Paul Harvey there. It's one thing to look at a photograph of a train engine on the wall, but when I tell you why that is up there and the great story about young Al Edison, a lot of people don't know he went by the name Al here in Port Huron, his middle name. It's just things like that that you miss out on if you just opt to walk through without, you know, somebody like me going through and explaining why it's there.
I think people like to see the landmarks and know where they are too, and they can share that with their friends and family later, you know, if they have friends coming in from out of town or just, you know, it gives them a little bit more knowledge.
Yeah, people really do enjoy showing off our hometown, you know. And there's a lot more to the Edison story than a lot of people know, so this is why this is a great thing for locals to do, and we've had people from outstate too. Some newspaper somehow picked this up, I think, because it's a Gannett paper. The Times Herald runs a little thing. And we've had people from Lapeer and Ann Arbor come up. They've heard about it and just raved about it. So
that's fantastic. I want to make sure that we get the dates for these tours out there. So when are you going to be doing these?
Okay, the next one is Monday, July 16th. Meet at the depot at 6:30 to 8:30. And then we jump on the trolley for about an hour of that. Tuesday, July 31st, again at 6:30 to 8:30. Saturday, August 11th, it's at 11 a.m., so we'll try a morning time slot. And Saturday, August 25th, from 6 to 8. So if you are interested in that, you can come to eventbrite.com, search for Edison or Port Huron Events, or you can call 982-0891, extension 110. That's the Port Huron Museum. They'll hook you up. You can find out more information on Facebook, the Port Huron Museum website, or the Thomas Edison Depot Museum website has the information, too.
You know an awful lot about Thomas Edison, obviously, working at the depot and doing these tours. How do you describe what kind of an individual Thomas Edison was?
Very driven, I think, and that showed, even as a boy, he seemed to have a sort of a sixth sense about an opportunity, for example. One of the stories that I tell at the depot is about him selling 1,000 copies of the Detroit Free Press on the train because he used a little marketing technique with the telegraph operator at the Detroit train station. Well, after that was so successful, he thought, gee, if I print my own paper, I cut out the middleman. So for about 6 months, he printed his own little newspaper, and I was real excited to see the original, one only original remaining copy of that out in New Jersey. So it just the things like that. You know, he would, on the train, he would roll the train to Detroit every day, and he would bring back vegetables and things like that that he'd buy wholesale in Detroit, and he had a vegetable market here. And he said the train, the railroad never asked him for any money for freight. And he thought, well, if they don't ask, I'm not going to mention it. So he was just, you know, always looking for that angle. And I think that carried through his whole life. Not so that he was so fascinated with money, but it was a way for him to continue his research and his laboratories. And that was something he started here as a kid. And, you know, once he built his Menlo Park Laboratory, he had the ultimate a workplace or playground, whatever you want to call it, yeah, for a guy like him, which was built by his dad right here from Port Huron. He went out there and built his famous Menlo Park Laboratory for his son.
Wow, I'll be done. You wonder what Thomas Edison would be like in this day and age with the amount of technology available. I mean, just such an innovative individual. I mean, he really would be. And you know, I think to describe him and Steve Jobs in the same breath is not a stretch, is it?
Probably not, no. I mean, they both impacted the centuries they were living in remarkable ways.
Yeah, the tour takes you all around different areas of Port Huron that were important. One of which is to see where the I think this is on the tour, the world premiere of Young Tom Edison was shown.
Yes, we have a display now at the depot that we actually put together last year for Edison's 170th birthday, and it's on display out there. And I'll tell the people the story of, you know, Granger Weil from the Times Herald, how hard he lobbied MGM Studios to get that, and how little time they had to put that all together once word came to Port Huron, yeah, we'll have this big premiere here. And some of the famous people that came here, everybody knows Mickey Rooney came, but did you know Louis B. Mayer of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer was here? Thomas Edison's widow, Mina, was here. Edsel Ford, Father Flanagan of Boys Town, a lot of famous people were invited. Yeah. Herbert Hoover, Eleanor Roosevelt, and we've got their letters on display that, sorry, we can't come kind of thing. But it's still fun to see those letters.
That's neat. What are your hours at the Depot Museum, by the way?
We're 7 days a week until Labor Day, and we're 10 to 5.
Okay, very good. And, of course, you can find out more about the Edison Heritage Tour, the 4 dates coming up. And if you need more information on that, you can certainly stop by the museum, right?
Yes, of course.
Dave, thanks for stopping by this morning. Good luck with your tours.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Depot Dave. Dave Dazer from the Edison Depot Museum with us on WPHM at 8:46 now.